The idea for the poem came from my interest in the Johnsonian sentence and the pleasure I take in reading it and the desire I had to reproduce something like it. Life of Savage. I've been excited about him as an individual. I've met him as a person, emerging from his own shadow. Indeed, it is remarkable. Indeed, it is to be remarked of my friend Savage that the desolation of hopes not merely deferred, but by impracticability brutalized, little marred his genial spirit. How such a one, so circumstanced by parentage, the mother crippled by disappointment, the father by rot-gut and Percodan, as to blight his prospects and blacken with untimely frost the buds of those ambitions justly excited by manifest powers, graces, and propensities, should nonetheless display discrimination not inferior to those we deem wise, sympathy judicious and above reproach, is cause for a wonder neither cynicism can besmirch nor incredulity subvert. In and out of juvie, jacking cars at 15, snorting lines of Adderall, his nostrils stained blue, kicked out, taken back, kicked out, busted, paroled, busted again, straining to reach the shiny object fallen through the grate, tantalizing, just beyond his fingers, finding and losing God, thinking as he rakes the leaves of the linden tree outside the sublet bungalow, that eating, sleeping, dying, or what it's all about. Nothing else, maybe a few sunsets. Forget about sex.